One state lawmaker says it's kind of like controlling very large purse strings with very little accountability. Since 2011, more than $65 million in state money have been awarded to businesses all over Michigan, all on the signatures of just two individuals. Is this a worrisome lack of transparency, or is it a good effort by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation to be nimble, to be able to get state incentives into the hands of businesses and help them grow and strengthen Michigan's economy? Chris Gouts reported on this for Crain's Detroit Business. Chris, how does this process called delegated authority work?
Well, when you talk to the MEDC, they say that, it works exactly the same way as it does when the Michigan Strategic Fund, which is the public board that approves other incentive projects. The only difference is that it depends on who actually does the final approval, whether or not it's two individuals or if it's the full board during a public meeting. But all of the projects get vetted exactly the same way. They say they go through all the rigmarole of lawyers looking at the backgrounds of the individuals in the company, the company itself. They look through the financials. They give it all the same due diligence, but it's sometimes it's approved in private and sometimes it's approved in public.
And is there a cap on how much can be approved in private?
Yeah, it's anything $1 million or less. And so the majority of the projects that have been approved since 2011, when this change was authorized, most of the projects have been this way. But it's obviously less money overall because the other projects that get approved by the full board are for more than $1 million. And so it's a much higher amount.
And who is allowed to sign off on these smaller projects?
Well, it's one of three individuals. So it's primarily it's Mike Finney, who's the head of the MEDC, and also serves as chair of the Michigan Strategic Fund Board. And then it could also be the state treasurer or his or her designee, and then also the strategic fund manager, which right now is Mark Moranti, who's serving on an interim basis. But before that, it was someone else. So it's two of the three individuals have to sign off on it. But if any, they did build some safeguards into it. So if any one of the three has some sort of question about it, they can have veto power over the whole thing. And that project would then have to be sent to the full board if one of the three disagree with that.
Chris, who have you talked to who's maybe a little uneasy about this?
It's mostly lawmakers, but they also are quick to point out that there haven't been any problems. I mean, there's no scandal here. It's mm-hmm. just a process that most people don't understand how it works, and the MEDC doesn't really promote or explain, how this is getting done. So, and even though if a project is approved in private by the two individuals signing off on it, all of them are given press releases that and put out there for the public. So it's not like we never know who's getting public money, but they do get press releases put out afterwards. Sometimes it could be upwards of a month afterwards. But there are some questions of transparency that lawmakers have raised.
And does this happen in other states? What do other states do when it comes to approving business incentives?
It's kind of all over the map. What I found in just trying to reach out to some neighboring states, Ohio has a public board that approves all of them. And then Indiana, what they do is they have a $3 million threshold, and the vast, vast majority of projects are approved through a delegated process like we have. And so we're kind of right in the middle if you look at those two states. I don't know nationwide how this is done, but it's something that's fairly new to Michigan. It was done on a much smaller level, as I understand it, during the Granholm years. There were just a few of the incentive packages that the MEDC had that were allowed to be done this way, and it doesn't sound like it was done to the extent that it's being done now.
And so why do we think that there's more of it now? What are you hearing as far as why it's much more common now?
One thing is that the business community loves it. And, how it's done isn't really a concern to them. But what they like about it is that the MEDC is moving much faster. When I talked to Mike Finney about this, he said, the problem that we still hear over and over again is that we don't move fast enough. And so from the business point of view, how this really helps them is, say you're a small manufacturer and a customer comes to you and wants you to do work for them, but it might mean having to add a whole new production line or expanding physically your plant or hiring a whole bunch of people right right away to be able to meet the orders, they can go to the MEDC and say, look, we've got this real-time sensitive thing going on. You know, we would love to get an incentive so we can get this moving. And this allows them to speed up that process by anywhere from a couple of days to, you know, several weeks or maybe even close to a month if they miss the last board meeting. So the business community sees this as a great thing that the MEDC is doing, that they're getting rid of several layers of bureaucracy, and they can just do the kind of things that they know that the board would approve anyway. This just allows them to move faster and to meet the needs of the business community.
Chris Gouts writes for Crain's Detroit Business. As always, great to talk with you, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you.